Are you ready for the word tonight? Be changed by the word.
Yes.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We ask to be able to hook up this evening with the Spirit of truth. Holy Ghost, I invite you in this room, in these people, in me, be amongst us and in us, that you would have what you want spoken and imparted to people. Impart your revelation. Impart your anointing, your spirit, your ways, your thoughts into us, and we will love you and worship you and walk with you all the days of our life. We thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm asking for your help. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Job 12:12. With the ancient is wisdom, and length of days, understanding. Yes. With the ancient, say ancient. What's ancient mean? Old, but very old.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking ancient. With the ancient is wisdom. So with the ancient is wisdom. What if you're not with the ancient? Then there's no wisdom there. And we got a lot of people that think they got wisdom. It's this newfangled wisdom, this new fashioned wisdom. But they're not with the ancient. Right, and you know, and that's one of God's names, is the Ancient of Days, and actually Daniel was talking about God that way. With, say with.
With
the ancient is wisdom. This is going to be good. This is what I believe God was saying to me. The Holy Ghost is very old. You know, we don't think of it that way. We don't think that he has age. We think that he's, you know, he's just like a whispery wind or something. But he's very old. You ever heard, you know, people talk about, you know, the ancient Chinese secret, Calgon? Wasn't it Calgon? What was it? Was it? What was it? It was, you know, like, you know, it was a commercial back. I'm showing my age now. It was like a commercial for, like, cleaning detergent or Cheer or something. I don't remember. They go, how'd you get the stain out? Oh, ancient Chinese secret. You know, and you say ancient Chinese something, and people of the world, their ears will perk up, and you'll talk to them about the wonders of acupuncture. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Prick you all over. It'll heal you of everything. You know, and people perk up because, why? Because there's something it's ancient, it's been around for a while, and so they think, okay, they're caught up in this modern world, but now there's this ancient thing that will supersede all of our modern wisdom. And we don't even know why, but it's the ancient. You know, the people that go to the pyramids. And they'll be weird, and they'll go, pyramids. Pyramid power. They're usually wacky weirdos, but am I right?
Yeah.
They kind of ascribe something because it's ancient that it has some kind of mystical power. Or like they're going to find some alien buried somewhere, but it's really old in some rock. And if I could just get there and touch that, something will happen to me. Yeah, you'll just get weird. Weirder than you already are. Are you here?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is very old. There's nothing you're going to do that's going to surprise him. Really? Yeah. There's nothing new under the sun that's going to take him by surprise. He's seen it all. He was there at the beginning. He's very old. Really? You're just stating the obvious. Yeah, but it's not so obvious to the church. We have a person called the Holy Ghost who lives in us and among us who is ancient. You're not going to do something to him. Oh, what about the economy? The economy! It's an abomination going on. It doesn't matter. It's not going to shake the Holy Ghost. He's ancient. He's got an ancient secret that will take you there. I'm going to help you out tonight. This is going to get good. Hallelujah. Go to Genesis chapter 6. I went to church and I learned the Holy Ghost is really old. I don't care how old you are. It doesn't even compare to how old he is. And do you think he's got any wisdom?
Yeah.
Oh, he knows how to get you out of this situation. He knows. He knows. Well, we've got a body of Christ that think they're just so smart. And they're so smug, they think they know it all. And they won't go consult the Ancient of Days, the wisdom of God. Are you here? Ever hear somebody say, oh, he's an old soul? I don't even know what that means. But the Holy Ghost is really old. It doesn't mean he's feeble. It means he's seen it all. He's been around. Nothing's going to shake him. I hope you're here. I mean, you have to beat you over the head with this thing. Glory be to God forever. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120. Now, 120, that'd be pretty old, right?
Yeah.
Would that be pretty old, 120?
Yeah.
Right. Compared to us, we'd be like, well, yeah, he's old. Ron's old, he's 120. Right? Alan's old, he's 120. And what would we say to someone like that? We could ask them questions about stuff we don't know. We're stupid because they've been around. We should sit down and listen to some old people sometimes. They got some knowledge that we just don't get yet. And lots of times they'll sit there and go, oh, you'll get it later, goofball. But this was God talking about the Holy Ghost back then and saying that they're going to be about 120 years old. That's nothing. The Holy Ghost was back then. And this person that was 120 is not now. But the Holy Ghost still is. And he keeps going. How could he do that? He must be smart. He must have some revelation that the 120-year-old dude didn't have. Are you here? Glory be to God forever. I'm going to step on some toes tonight. I hope you're going to be happy in a while. Go to Hebrews 11. Glory be to God forever. Say Hebrews.
Hebrews.
11. Glory be to God forever. Hebrews chapter 11. You there? Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds, say worlds, were framed by the word of God so that things which appear, or things which are seen, are not made of things which do appear. They're made of something you can't see. Who did this? The Holy Ghost did this. The Ancient of Days. The wise, the one that's so wise we can't even comprehend it. He did it how? He did it with words. He framed this earth, the thing you're standing on. Everybody squeeze themselves. Touch your chair. It's made out of words. Everything, the whole world is made out of words. Who did this? The Holy Ghost did this. You still here?
Yes.
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things that do appear. So the things you see, they're made of something. And they're made of molecules. Yeah, show me a molecule. They're made of something that you can't see. I'm going to go down there. Now, who did this? The ancient one. The one that was there when this was happening, he did it. Say he. Did it. Why did he do it this way? Well, I don't know. He should have done it the way I got a better way. No, you do not. You are almost a complete moron compared to him. And when we get this through our little skinny brain, that we're almost a moron compared to him, we're going to all of a sudden increase in what we can do because we have the Ancient of Days. He knows how to get things done. He creates the world. And when we can start to say, hey, you're smarter than me, little pea brain, I'm going to do it your way because you are ancient. We're almost getting somewhere now. Hallelujah. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. We can't even understand it. We have to take that step of faith that because the Word said it. Remember, in the beginning, God said. The Holy Ghost moved on the face of the deep, and God said, and something happened. Who did this? The Holy Ghost, who's ancient. So you got some ancient inside information right now when you're speaking words. And this is really where we're trying to get you built up on your faith in words. Why? Because this is how the Holy Ghost does it. You're listening to the ancient one now. You're just acting like him. This is going to get good. Ooh. Welcome to church. Well, we've got all these modern, say modern. Politically correct, say politically correct. Ways to do things that frankly are an insult to the Ancient of Days. That the way he said to do it will work today. What he said was sin is still sin today. What he said will work back then will still work today. He's the Ancient of Days. Oh, I don't know. Maybe you don't like this. Hallelujah. And we become casual. We've been casual in our churches. We don't respect those things. Now, think of this. Let's take something that's very old. And we, you know, I'll try to get your mind wrapped around some more of this. But think of something very old that might be in like a museum somewhere. Right? It's very old. It's 500 years old. Ooh. You think that's old to God? But it might be the only thing of its kind that's 500 years old in that museum. How are we going to treat that? Eli and I are going to go in there and throw it around. I think not. We're going to treat it with respect. We're going to treat it with honor. We're going to treat it as valuable. But we have the Holy Ghost that we don't treat as valuable in our services. Everything's casual. Everything's a wild party, and it doesn't matter. It does matter. You respect the Holy Ghost. And when he says something's sin, we just say it's sin whether I understand it or not. We don't know this growing up in a lot of, am I right? That the generation growing up today, they don't know how to respect their elders. Well, we've got one who is the elder, who's the Holy Ghost. And as soon as we begin to respect him, and I'm telling you, when you start to take authority and start to put some faith in your words, you are respecting the way he does things. He does it that way. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, yeah, it's a name it and claim it crowd. Just turn around and walk away. Because they're offending the one who is the original name it and claim it one. The Ancient of Days. He's the Holy Ghost. And he's really old and he's really valuable. He's priceless. Who? Name it and claim this. So God made the earth. Are you here? God made the earth, and then he made Adam. You remember this?
Yep.
He made Adam and Eve. How did he make Adam and Eve?
By words.
He made them by words, but he made them in his image. And what was one of the first jobs for Adam? To name things. Why? Because as soon as you name something, you have authority over it. Remember when you got that dog, Lynn,
yeah,
and I came over to your house and I said, no, you don't name her Sadie. I'm naming him Butch Pal. And you're like, shut up and get out of here. It's not her name. Why? I can't name your dog because it's yours. You already named it. I can't name your truck. I can't name your boat. I can't name anything of yours. I can call it something behind my back. But I can't really name it. And this is what Adam was doing. He was acting like God. He was going around saying, you're a dog, you're a cat, you're this, you're that kind of tree, you're this. Why? Because he was now in authority over it with his what?
Words.
His words. Why would he be doing this? Because he was close to the Ancient of Days. He was learning these things from God himself. And he was created in God's image. All right. I wasn't even going to go here, but this is good. Hallelujah. Go to Hebrews chapter 1. You understand me when I say we're too casual? We're too casual about these things. We go, oh, that's your doctrine. That's the way you want to believe it. No, it's not. We're not making up any of this stuff.
Right.
We're attempting to respect and honor the one who's much older and wiser than we are. How many of you do you like to have the Holy Ghost in manifestation in our church all the time? It's going to take some honor and respect. In a lot of places where they think they have the Holy Ghost, they don't have the Holy Ghost. You've got to honor him and respect him. I won't even go down this trail, but Jesus is Lord. You there, Hebrews 1. Ha, 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 ha. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10. And now, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth. Well, there it is again. And the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they shall wax old as does a garment. What shall? The heavens and the earth, yes, the worlds. Jesus is Lord. And as a vesture, thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Who are we talking about? Is this person somebody that we should respect and honor? Because when you're all gone and you're all worn out and out of here, he's still there. How many of you know God's in the earth today? How many of you know he was in the earth 100 years ago?
Yes.
And he was in the earth 200 years ago.
Yes.
And he was in the earth, well, how about around Jesus' time? Was he in the earth?
Yes.
How about when the Acts of the Apostles was, yes, was the Holy Ghost there?
Yes.
Wouldn't you call that old?
Yes.
And I want to get over into this. What we're dealing with now in you and in me is very old. Not you. You're very young. What we're dealing with, the call and the word and the Holy Ghost in us, is extremely old. It's extremely valuable. I hope I can get you over here. Shoot, where'd I leave off? Anyone know? 13. And to which of the angels, say angels, said he at any time, sit on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Let me ask you a question. Are angels old?
Okay.
Now, the last of my understanding, I don't know. But to my understanding, God created the angels at one time a long time ago. So if you ever meet up with an angel, he's not 3 weeks old.
No.
You know, like with the babies with little Cupid thing. These dudes are old. Not old with a walker. I mean old. They've been around for a while. All right? They're ancient. Is this any good? You getting something out of it? I was getting something out of it. Hallelujah. And this gospel that you've been brought into, this new birth experience, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost is nothing new. This is old. It's at least 2,000 years old. And you think you're going to do it some other way because you're so stinking smart? Wrong. We're going to have a happy, clappy church. Well, take your happy, crappy church out of here. Because we're dealing with the Ancient of Days and we're going to do it His way. We're going to have success His way. And we're going to have to morph ourselves into that, whether we like it or not. Forgive me, I was a little hyped up there. Too much coffee or something, I don't know. Is this right? Well, come on. Do we think we're going to come up with some? I've got this great plan to grow the church. I'm going to call it five steps to a great club.
He's done it before.
Now, was there good church growth in the beginning, around the book of Acts time? Who was there? The Holy Ghost was there. If it worked then, we still have the same Holy Ghost, the same angels. Is this right? They're the same angels. There aren't some new ones. These are the new improved angels. These are the ones, you know, these are the modern angels. These are the casual angels. These angels, man, they wear shorts and t-shirts. They're groovy. They're hip. No, these are the same angels that have been around since the foundation of the earth. Respect it that way. Well, we're trying to interject all our stuff in here. We want it this way. We want them. Well, you better change. Get used to change. If God says change, just change, goof. Right? Why? Because he's the Ancient of... Am I starting to freak out or at least something? We're not touching and dealing with something that's casual and modern, politically correct. You can take your political correctness and something with it. Who are you gonna please? The Ancient of Days and his angels standing right there? Or are you going to be politically correct because you don't want to offend some person? This is what we've been doing as a church because we don't want to offend anybody. Sorry. You want angels working for you? Well, we better get in line. Look at this. Are you here? Shaka Mahandai. Maybe that's why I like saying that. That's an old-time Pentecostal word. Shaka Mahandai. Who? Jesus is Lord. Verse 13 again. To which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool? Verse 14. Are they not all, say all, ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are heirs of salvation? So we've got all the angels sent forth to minister for us. Yes. Not necessarily to us, for us. These really old, ancient beings, very powerful, very smart, been around a long time, have been all sent to minister for you. And we stand here with our casual Christianity, not knowing what to do with them. You think the Holy Ghost knows what to do with them? You think the Word knows what to do with them? How old do you think the Word is? We're dealing with stuff that is supernatural, powerful stuff that's been around since the foundation of the world, and we're all casual with it. I don't know. I might have time to read the Word today. I might have time to pray in tongues. Probably not. I'll say Shaka Mahandai twice. You getting anything out of this?
Yes.
Maybe I'm just having fun. The angels are ancient. Psalms 103:20 says, I'll quickly look over there, if you could turn quick.
Yeah.
103, verse 20 says, bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commands, hearkening unto the voice of God's word. This is how angels operate. Isn't it wonderful he gave us this owner's manual?
Yeah.
You want these ancient beings to work for you? Get in line with God's word and start speaking his word.
Yes.
When you speak God's word, the angels excel in strength, hearkening.
Waiting to
hear it. And when they hear it, they excel in strength and they do his word. Well, what if they don't hear it out of you? You're saying all this other garbage. What are you doing? You're disrespecting these ancient beings. You're disrespecting the Holy Ghost who wrote the Word. Brother, this is a powerful message. Hallelujah. Wake up. Are you here?
Yeah.
You know, we patty cake this stuff. I'm guilty of it too. In light of this, I'm the patty cake king. But this is serious business. Do you see that? This is serious business. And our lives don't just end when you die. They go on forever. This is serious stuff. And we've got a job to do here, and we've got a way to do it. And it's not going to be politically correct. It's not going to be casual. It's not going to be modern. Now, doesn't mean you can't use a cell phone. It doesn't mean you can't have loudspeakers or whatnot. But we can't be casual about the Ancient of Days and His Word. Does this make sense? And if something was sin 2,000 years ago, it's still sin today. He didn't change.
That's right.
Is this right?
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not. Well, I think this. I don't care what you think.
Right.
If he said it's sin to sleep with a man, if you're a man, then it's still sin. I don't care if you're modern and politically correct and casual about it. You also don't have the Holy Ghost, and the angels are probably freaking out on you. Boy, this goes over big. How about living together? Well, this is a good one. This goes over big. We're going to shack up together, you and me, yeah. What about the Ancient of Days? What about the angels? What do they think about it? I don't care. I know. Are you getting on people's toes? I know. Whatever. You brought them. I'll get on them. And it's not because of something I think. I'd like to be politically correct, too, because then nobody, calls you narrow-minded or anything. I'm not narrow-minded. I'm just getting ancient.
Yeah.
I'm with the ancient.
Right.
You can't be with the ancient and going against the ancient.
You can't. Walk.
How can two walk together except they be agreed?
Right.
Is this right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're narrow-minded. I know. Whatever. But I've got the Ancient of Days.
Right.
Whoo, and he's happy with me.
Amen.
It doesn't mean you don't love people, but this is the truth. We're not dealing with prefabricated fables. This is the truth, and it's been around for a long time. And just because we've got a modern mind and a politically correct mind and we got all casual in the church, didn't change God. We just walked away from him. Oh, you're all stuffy and... No, we're not. Holy Ghost is a wild ride, brother.
Yeah.
Whoo. All right, go to Ephesians. I'll try to get through this. This is good stuff. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:8. You don't make the decisions. You don't make the choice of what we like and what we don't like. I don't like this part. I do like this part. You can't do that with the Ancient One. You can't do that with the angels. I want them to hearken to this, but not to that. Tough. You change. That's why I don't like that church. They make me change. I want to go to Happy Clappy Church where I can just sit there and drink my Java. I'm not against coffee. I'm against casualness. We can't be casual with the things of God. We got to respect them and honor them. Is this right?
Yes.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry or I don't know what's going on. Hallelujah. Did I tell you to turn to Ephesians yet? Ephesians chapter 4. Thank you. Verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when? Say when. When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Listen, when was this? I mean, I don't have the exact day, but when was it? 2,000 years ago. Probably not to the day. But you understand, in that same time period, 2,000 years ago, this happened. Wouldn't you call that ancient? Ancient, right, Susie? That's old, 2,000. How many 2,000-year-old people you know? I don't even know anything 2,000 years old. It's pretty old, right, by our standards. 2,000 years is a long time. We would call it, if you had something that was 2,000 years old, wouldn't you treat it well? Would you get a safety deposit box for it? Would you insure that thing? Right? And it'd probably be priceless. But here we go. Jesus is Lord. Wherefore, he says, when he ascended up on high, when was this? At least around 2,000 years ago. When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And he gets on here and he begins to read the gifts that he gave. What did he give? Apostles, he gave the fivefold ministry. Are these ministry gifts? Did he do it later? He did it 2,000 years ago. He didn't say he's still giving gifts. No, he gave it into the church. He gave it into the earth. If it's a real apostle, real prophet, real evangelist, real pastor, real teacher, those gifts that the people, those offices that the people stand in are old. Is this right? These are really old, and we don't respect them. I don't want anything to do with it. We don't respect them. We're all casual with it. We don't want anything to do with it. Is this good, Gary? Hallelujah. Hey, whatever. Pastor Schmaster. I don't like it. Who are you talking about? You're talking about something that's ancient, that the Ancient of Days put into the church, that Jesus himself 2,000 years ago, it's a 2,000-year-old gift.
Wow.
It still functions. Are you here?
Yeah.
You seeing this?
Yeah.
It's not the man. The man's not 2,000 years old, but the gift is. It's priceless. Ooh. Hallelujah. This is a pretty good message. Hallelujah. If you can take it. I mean, I'm not trying to get weird with it. I'm just trying to show you that these things are not newfangled. These are old. And they've been around for a long time. All right. Verse 11 says, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. They're still in the earth today. They're still really old, and they're still highly valuable. Getting more valuable. Ooh. All right. Welcome to church. Go to Ephesians 1:4. So when you honor the pastor or any other gift that's put in there, you're not just honoring a man, you're honoring something that's really old and valuable that Jesus gave 2,000 years ago. Phew, Jesus is Lord. The thing, remember that when Joel comes here next week.
Yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Not just the man, but the office that he stands in and the anointing he has is really old. Hey, hoo ha. Hoo, we should have a giggle fest right now.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 1:4. I felt his, you know, God was giving me this message. I felt he was going to be tickled over it. Ha 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 ha. You know, we don't like people calling us old. But he gets a kick out of it. Why? Because with the oldness or with the age and the ancientness of him comes superiority. Comes wisdom,
right.
Comes respect, comes honor. It should be that way, you know, in and among people, but it's not always, but it should be. It's changing, right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Ephesians 1, verse 4. According as he has chosen us, in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Where did he choose you? When? Before the foundation of the world. In him. What you have in you is ancient. And we just keep treated casually. I don't know. I'll be a Christian today. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Depends what's on TV. Is this right? Are you calling me ancient? No, I'm calling what's in you ancient. This isn't just some fly-by-night thing that happened to you when you made Jesus Lord. That what came into you was an ancient mechanism put in there by God Himself. It's old. It's powerful. It's supernatural. You know, many times I'll be in my prayer closet or whatever. I guess I don't go into, I used to go into a closet, but not anymore. I come out of the closet. But as I'm praying, I realize that, you know, many times I'll be asking God about something. What do I do? What do I, how many of you said that? What do I do? What do I do? Maybe that's only me, but I said, what do I do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Like my mantra. What am I going to do? And God, you know, invariably will say, well, calm down, you goon. I've put in you everything that you need. I've put an ancient something in you that will give you the revelation and the wisdom that you need to do whatever you need to do.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to come from out here somewhere. He's already deposited in you.
Hallelujah. I have what I
need. Oh.
I have what I need.
Supernatural. Divinely implanted in you when you were born again.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh. Thank you. Shakamahandai. We should know this is word of faith, people. We walk around going, what am I going to do? You should know better. That's why we say, I have the answer.
I have the answer.
Even when it doesn't look like you have the answer, because you do. I'm showing you right here. You do.
Yes.
You've got everything you need in you.
Yes.
Hey, this is pretty good.
Yes.
Glad you came. Whew. Your call is very old. It's very old. I mean, we can track it back to the day of Pentecost, right, in the ministry of Jesus, but it goes way before that because people were prophesying about Jesus coming.
That's right.
You're a fulfillment of a very old prophecy. Tell somebody that next time, you know, you see them on the street. Hey, I'm a fulfillment of a very old prophecy. And go, oh, when you say it. I don't think you're a flake, but what do you care? You're very old. You ever notice this, too? When people get older, sometimes things don't bother them anymore. They,
yep.
They, you know, get off the lawn. They don't care what you think about them because they're old. I don't have time for this. Get out of my way. My soup's getting cold. Is this right?
Yeah.
Remember a guy, you know, this is a little story to break it up because I've been really loud. A guy, he was 80-some years old, and, you know, he had to take his wife to the hospital, and he went to the, well, not to the hospital, but to the doctor. They had an appointment. I don't think doctors know what appointments are. That means a time when you come, they're supposed to meet you there.
Yeah.
But really, what is it? It's an appointment to go sit in a room and wait. And then I saw that this lady comes out who's a nurse, and she'll say, now it's time to come sit in a smaller room and wait some more until the doctor comes along. Is this right? Well, this man was 80 plus, and she was 80 plus, you know, and he's like, he was irate when he came on, when I was talking to him out in the parking lot there. He's like, I had an appointment at 8 o'clock this morning at the doctor. They made me wait for 3 hours. He said, I don't have time. I'm at the end of my life. I don't have 3 hours to waste of my life sitting in this stupid office. Probably had the doctor in his trunk. I don't know. I said, yeah, I can see that. But I got some revelation out of it.
Yes.
He's not going to mess around anymore. There's only, you know.
That's right. Time is precious.
But my point there is that when you start realizing your age, the age of what's on it, you stop patty caking with junk anymore.
Right.
I'm not patty caking sin anymore. I don't have time for that.
That's right?
Right? I'm not patty caking with doubt and unbelief anymore. It offends me. It offends the Holy Ghost.
Right.
He's with me. He's ancient. Right. And I'm ancient too with him.
Right.
I'm not going to patty cake it anymore.
Right.
Shoo.
That was good.
Go to Ephesians 3. Almost done here. Shoo. Yeah, right. Ephesians 3, verse 9. And to make all men see What is the fellowship of the mystery? Yeah. Which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God who created all things in Jesus Christ. When did this happen? From the beginning of the world. All right, verse 10. Don't read ahead. Verse 10, to the intent that now. He did this from the beginning of the world to the intent that now.
Yes.
Is this right?
Yes.
That now.
Crazy.
Shoo. Yeah. Glory be to God forever. Mm-hmm. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be made known by the church. The what? The manifold wisdom of God. And where was the wisdom? With the Ancient of Days. We've got people casting aside the wisdom of the Ancient of Days for their new program. For their happy clappiness and their casualness. They're casting it aside. They're not going to get anything. They may have a form of godliness, but they're denying the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. What's the purpose for all of this? To the intent that we, that now, say now.
Now.
With all this ancient stuff going on the inside of you, why? To the intent that now, what's going to happen? Unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be named. Now, think about this. What about the principalities and powers in the heavenly places? That means the demons and stuff that are trying to rule the world. You know, anybody ever ask you that question? Oh, why did something happen to a baby? Oh, why did something happen to Aunt Margaret? She was a good woman. Why does this, you know, tsunami come? Because we have evil in the world. We have principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of the world. It's not God. But God has put this ancientness in you so that you could demonstrate to them that they have no power over you. They're old too. They're just not as old as you.
Yeah. They're
definitely not as old as God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
God.
Is Lord.
Whew. Praise God.
All right, go to Luke. Jude, sorry. It's right before Revelation. Great book. Read it often. Very short. You say, I read a whole book of the Bible today. Those things that worked in the past, because God made it that way, will still work today.
Right.
Those things, they cost the same. You understand this? I'm trying. They're ancient. The things that we're dealing with are not just newfangled stuff. They're not casual. They're not politically correct. They're ancient. And if you want to walk in them, they still cost the same. And I was thinking about Jesus where he said these three things. He said fasting. You want God to be showing up in he said, do this in secret. God will reward you in the open.
Yeah.
He said fasting. If you do it in secret, God will reward you in the open. Prayer. If you do it in secret, God will reward you in the open. And giving. If you do it in secret, God will reward you in the open.
Yeah.
They worked back then. They were ancient back then. They still work today. Well, we don't want to preach on that. We don't want to have that in our church. You don't want God in your church, is what you're saying to me. We want these things, and if it worked back then, it will work today. Why? Because it is something that's ancient. It's older than the hills. You ever heard that? Shoo. All right. The things cost the same. There's no discounts. I want a discount. I want God to give it to me because I'm an American. You think that does anything in heaven?
Nope.
I'm an American, God. I'm half socialist. We're entitled to it. You're entitled to nothing because of that. You're entitled to everything because of the Word.
Yeah.
Well, we get this concept that, oh, everything's free and everything's new and everything's quick and we put our quarter in, we get it out. No, it costs the same as it did 2,000 years ago. There are no discounts. The lovely message. You want the power of God? There's no discounts. You want God manifesting your finances? There's no discounts. It means you've got to get a hold of the ancient ways.
Yes.
And I showed you what it is first thing, right there. It's with your words. Are you here?
Yes.
All right. Glory be to God forever.
Wow. Yay. Good.
How old's your church? People ask you that all the time. How old's your church? It's ancient.
It's ancient.
We've been around forever.
Hallelujah.
Shaka Mahandai. You there, Jude?
Yes.
Verse
Jude.
Three.
What number, Jude?
Three. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needed. Now, let's stop there for a second. Now, when you see the word common salvation, does it mean anything more? Does it have a little more weight? Is there anything really common about it?
No.
You know? Oh, the common antique golden egg. But it's common in that we can all have it. But there's nothing common about it, and we shouldn't treat it as common.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
All right. Glory be to God. You said, thank you, Father, for saving me. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Unto you the common salvation. It was needful for me. Now, how long ago was this? A long time ago. It wasn't quite 2,000 years ago, but it was a long time ago he wrote this. And back then he said it was needful for him to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Why? Because they were losing it back then. They were getting casual. They were getting happy and clappy back then. And that was only several hundred years since the inception of the church. Less, thank you. So is it going to be any different today? No, we've got to contend for it.
Yes.
Right? You got this golden vase. It's not a vase. Those are cheap. It's a vase. It's on the front lawn. And there's all these thugs, and they drive by, and they're little loud, boomy, boomy cars. And they're always trying to take your vase off the lawn in the middle of the night. But you're going to sleep with one eye open and with your pistol at your side, and you're not going to let it happen. Get off the lawn! Because you're old. And the vase is old. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Is this right, though? We need to contend for this stuff because it's in us, it's real, it's put there by God, it's there from the foundation of the earth, for goodness sakes. And we're like, eh, whatever. I don't know, I'm not going to pray today, I'm not going to read my Bible, I don't care about the Bible. No, you read your Bible every day and pray. Why do you have to tell people this? I don't know. And confess the word. My goodness, we know a lot in this church that, you know, it's just not there in other churches. We know that we can be in with God, the Ancient One, in His wisdom by saying His word about us. So quickly go over here, we'll end. Ooh, quickly end. I like it. 2 Peter. You getting anything out of this? I hope I'm like freaking out or something. I'm getting freaked out myself. Little hairs all over my body. Stand up straight. Don't shut the light off. It'll freak me out. That's a good message. Yeah. I'm coming out of the closet because it's dark in there.
Yeah.
Shoo. 2 Peter 1:4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great. Say exceeding great.
Exceeding great.
And precious.
And precious.
Why?
Well, I don't know. They're new and improved.
It's
the latest model. No, they aren't the latest model. These are exceeding great and precious promises that have been given unto you. And we treat them like they're dirt. They're exceeding great and precious because they're really old and valuable. They're priceless. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed is priceless. My God shall supply all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus is really old and priceless. When you say it, remember that. Who's hearing this? The angels of God are hearing it. They're hearkening unto the voice of God's word. You've connected with the Ancient of Days, and now you're living the life. You're really old. You're priceless. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your holy written word. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the angels. I thank you, Ancient of Days, that you are here. I'm asking you to change people. Cause them to know the severity of these things and how real it is that we're living in a day and an hour when the Spirit of God will manifest himself and walk upon the face of the earth. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that you're using us in our mouths and our eyes and ears and hands, and we give you place and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.